Renovate your kitchen the smart way. How to plan, execute, and save money on your kitchen remodel by John Jared, owner and author of the Our Home From Scratch blog. This book was edited by James St. Vincent, and the cover art was by D. Kelly. This book is dedicated to Lisa and my daughters. Introduction. In the fall of 2003, I was 24 and had just bought my first house. The purchase was sparked by a voicemail that my father left me nearly 2 months earlier. Not known for having a patient or deliberative approach to his decisions, but rather quick, impulsive ideas. He would say they were instinctive. His voicemail was characteristically short, and yet still caught me off guard. "Hey, Johnny, it's your dad. Give me a call when you get to work. I think you should buy a house." "Oh, okay, sure. Wait, let me write this down before I forget it. Call dad, buy house, got it." Thinking he probably had the wrong number or was unaware that I was only out of college for a year, I called him back. Surprisingly, I received a reasoned but still excited monologue on interest rates and opportunities. He suggested I buy something small and affordable since, number one, I could, and number two, interest rates were in the historically low 6 to 7% range. When my parents bought their first home in Northeast Pennsylvania back in the early 1980s, their interest rate was something in the neighborhood of 14%. Thus, his prior experience, coupled with the financial climate at the time, led to his phone call. After finding a realtor, entering an exhaustive list of two, or maybe even three houses, I bought the first one that fit the bill. It was a fixer-upper, but not so bad that I couldn't move in. It had three bedrooms and one bathroom. In the Roxborough section of Philadelphia, it was close enough to the hipper Manayunk that I could still get away with telling my family and friends that it was actually in Manayunk. One family owned the home for decades, and when the elderly woman who owned it passed away, I bought it from her daughter. When I met her at closing, she told me that her and her seven siblings were raised in the house, and she was sad to see it go, but was comforted by the thought that I would bring new life to its aging walls. She was excited over the prospect of me ripping out the carpet and refinishing the hardwood floors. I was too. Back to the house. It was old, most likely built in the first decade of the 20th century, and it had been neglected for quite some time. The carpet was yellow shag and in terrible condition. The living room wall was covered with triangle mirrors, gaudy enough to make Liberace blush. On the opposite side of the house, the entire length of the wall was covered in gray paneling, thrown up to hide the deteriorating plaster behind it. It wasn't fooling anyone. If you tapped the wall with your hand, the sounds of falling plaster could clearly be heard behind it. The kitchen was an addition, likely from the 1960s. It looked like a decent size, until I rolled a refrigerator into the space, then it got very tiny. The cabinets were poorly painted metal. The entire kitchen was covered in paneling. There were three single-pane windows, two were painted shut. The drop ceiling was clearly hiding something. The floor was linoleum, and at the time of purchase was actually fairly clean. Unfortunately, over time, with a single guy and his friends living there, it would get beat up. The bedrooms were not much better. Two of them were a good size, but the windows were single-pane glass with cracked and peeling paint in the frame. The lone bathroom was in such poor shape, it could have auditioned for a starring role in one of the Saw films. It had a 4-foot-long green tub with a green tile surround, also most likely from the 60s. My roommates and I reckon that it was likely the smallest residential bathroom in North America. When I bought the house, I had every intention of completely renovating it, restoring the house room by room. I moved in around October, and I envisioned a like-new house by Christmas of that same year. That same year. Take a minute to laugh out loud at that idea. It's the equivalent of a first grader telling their parents that they hope to complete their master's degree in economics before middle school. Let me fill you in on a little secret. In 2003, I had no idea what I was doing. It took me some time to realize that the house was going to take major effort to renovate, and that I needed to bone up on my home improvement skills. I didn't have enough money to hire contractors, so I had to do most of the work myself. It was going to be a much longer process than I realized, and I was going to fail miserably more than once. Right out of the gate, I started the renovation process in the wrong order. My father suggested I rip out the carpets and have the floors refinished. Then I could move out of my rental and into the house. Sounded like a smart idea. Under the carpets, the hardwood floors were a gorgeous red pine. I had a local flooring guy sand them down and apply standard 3 to 4 coats of poly. They were magnificent. It transformed the feel of the house overnight. You could see reflection in the semi-gloss finish. They stayed magnificent for about a week until I ripped off the paneling on the walls and opened up a half dozen other spots for wiring access. Horsehair plaster dust has a certain way of dulling shiny floors. Go figure. After about a year, most of the house was renovated except for the kitchen and the bathroom. The floors in the second level were refinished, all of the bedrooms were painted, and got nice new doors and windows. Much of the plaster was repaired with fresh drywall, which was hired out. There were still some projects that I work on gradually, but on the whole, I took about 3 years off from home improvement. I knew how important the kitchen and bathroom were to the future value of the home, so I wanted to get those rooms done right. I thought it best to wait until I knew exactly what I wanted to do with those spaces. Plus, I was single at the time and enjoying life in the city. What was the hurry? Everything changed around Christmas of 2006 when I got engaged to Lisa, who is now my wife. I knew she would be moving in right after we got married, so the house would have to be finished before the wedding. At the time, I had gotten back into the home improvement groove by adding a second bathroom, installed in the basement. Having a fully functional second bathroom meant I could completely gut the primary bathroom and leave it out of commission for several months if required. A second bathroom also meant a higher sale price in a neighborhood full of homes with only one. The second phase of my home's renovation started in the spring of 2007 with a demolition party. I invited about 20 friends and family, provided free food and beer, and we absolutely gutted the kitchen and the bathroom. It was a brilliant idea. Although I should clarify that the beer didn't get brought out until near the end of the demo. Drunken people and hammers don't typically have happy endings. I rented a 20 cubic foot dumpster, parked it on the street, and handed out safety glasses and hammers. It would have taken me weeks to do that level of demolition working alone. After the party, the kitchen and bathroom were exposed down to the cinder block walls. People occasionally talk about taking a room down to the studs. Well, these rooms didn't even have studs left when we were done. Although, to be fair, they barely had any studs at all. It took me the better part of a year to finish the second phase of the renovation. I had planned on doing most of the work myself, and did so for several months, until it was clear it wouldn't be finished in time for my spring 2008 wedding. I was able to finish up the framing and insulation myself, but I hired out the plumbing, electrical, and drywall. At the time, I was also working in my parents' shore house nearly every weekend, leaving my house for evenings. My best laid plans to save oodles of cash by doing all of this kitchen and bath work myself went out the window. After stewing for a few days on the added cost, my disappointment gave way to guarded optimism. What was going to take me several more months of exhausting labor was now going to be completed in less than 3 weeks. Yes, I had to pay for it, but I was getting expediency in return. Moreover, as each contractor performed their respective tasks, I was able to watch them and learn from their experience. The lion's share of my savings ended up coming from building my own cabinets, along with doing the rest of the finish work. At the time, I'd done little carpentry, but felt that cabinets were something that anyone with the time and the right tools could knock out. Even though I was short on time, I made this project a priority and budgeted it into my schedule. After spending most of my savings on hiring out the other work, purchasing the cabinets I wanted wasn't an option anyway. To make sure I knew what I was doing, I did some basic research on cabinet construction, which means I read a couple books and watched some new Yankee Workshop episodes. Totally nailed it. The cabinets looked amazing. They cost around $2,000 in parts and lumber. They were painted white with inset shaker doors. They weren't perfect, but no one thought they were homemade, not even the folks who ended up buying the house from me. We sold our home in 2010 after deciding we wanted to leave the city. We're suburb people. The city was fun, but it was time to move. We listed our house on a Monday and agreed to the terms of sale with our buyer by Wednesday night. The house was under contract in 2 days. The real estate market wasn't in great shape. If I recall correctly, it was generally considered a buyer's market at the time. To get a house under contract in less than a week was a bit shocking and wonderfully satisfying. The look of the remodeled kitchen and bathroom ended up playing a large role in the feedback we received when we sold it. There are a few reasons I wanted to open with this story. Some of you may already be familiar with my DIY experience from our blog, Our Home from Scratch. However, I don't think I've ever shared this part of my backstory. We started blogging in 2011 after my wife convinced me that we had enough DIY skills and that maybe we could have some fun online. By the time we started writing blog posts, I had already remodeled our first home and finished some other big projects, including other kitchens. I was knee-deep in sawdust by then. That said, I want to make it abundantly clear that I wasn't born with a power tool in my hand. I made a lot of mistakes as I learned. I didn't start my first true DIY project until I was in my mid-20s. When I bought my first home, I didn't have many skills to fall back on, nor did I own a lot of tools. Hell, I hardly own any tools at all. Nonetheless, I worked at those skills. I took the time to learn the processes, and I'm a more capable do-it-yourselfer because of it. DIY skill development is a continual process that does not have an endpoint. I've been tackling home projects for over a decade now, and I can say with a large degree of confidence that I'm still learning. Don't let the fact that you've never tried something deter you from attempting it. Another reason I wanted to share this story is to make it clear that you can remodel your kitchen yourself and you can get great results without any prior home improvement experience. Yes, it certainly helps to be handy, but pulling off a well-executed kitchen renovation requires more project management skills than DIY skills. Your kitchen renovation can be broken out into different subtasks. Then you can hire portions out or take on some of the projects yourself. Getting a handle on the entire remodeling process is more crucial than knowing how to tile a backsplash or hook up a sink. Almost every DIY skill that you need to complete an entire kitchen can be learned from a few YouTube videos or from a knowledgeable friend or family member. There are hundreds of videos and blog posts on the internet on how to tile a backsplash, how to hang drywall, and how to install cabinets. But there are very few resources that attempt to lay out the entire remodeling process for you or that do in a way that you stay in control of your renovation. Lastly, there is value in sharing my experiences with my first home and kitchen remodel. The process wasn't pretty, and I made a lot of big mistakes along the way. More importantly, I learned many lessons which I hope to pass on to you through this book. Hopefully, you will seek to avoid my errors. There are few home improvement projects more challenging or more rewarding than renovating your kitchen. I hope this book enables you to better understand the renovation process so you come out on top. John Jared, April 21st, 2014. About this book. First and foremost, I wrote this book for people who are planning to renovate their kitchen. Ideally, you will have some DIY experience. This way, you'll have the option of performing some of your own work, although that certainly isn't required. After you finish reading it, you will have a clear understanding of what is involved in the kitchen remodeling process. Then, you can plan your remodel properly by finding the right contractors, communicate with them more effectively, picking the right projects to do yourself, and saving money without cutting corners. Even if you don't plan on performing any of the work yourself and instead plan on working exclusively with a general contractor, this book will help you understand the scope of the work involved. This will help you keep your general contractor honest and you in control of your kitchen renovation. This book is about the process. If you understand and follow the process described in this book, you're going to end up with a kitchen renovation that is finished on time, well thought out, within your budget, and done the way you want it. Kitchen remodels are unique home improvement experiences in that they touch nearly every element of the home improvement industry. You have flooring, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, cabinets, lighting, countertops, appliances, and on and on. Even skilled general contractors and the handiest homeowners can quickly get overwhelmed with the level of coordination required. After reading this book, you will be better equipped to coordinate and manage your own renovation.